Take a nice breath in. And close your eyes so that you can just drop inside gently. And take another breath. And feel yourself relax into this moment, into the chair, and into the arms of spirit. It's right here in the room with us, all around us. The entourage of Cryon and Adiranda, the star mothers. We have to get a bigger room. And notice as you feel all of those beings of love and wisdom, what does that feel like to you who are together as family here? Family from other times and other lives that you may not have met yet. And there's nothing you need to do about that but relax into the right here and the right now. Take another breath. And just know that this is the perfect day, the perfect time for you. And that you are in the perfect place of sacredness to feel love, to hear wisdom, and the resonance of truth that it holds for you.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your love, your light, your brightness, your radiance. For those of you who we have not met, we are Adiranda. It's very nice to see you and bring your energy and the energy of all of our Council of Light that comes together with you. You know, in this time of changing worlds, the threshold of the new world, sometimes we think we might be tripping over that threshold, eh? Tripping over that energy and falling into ourselves. Now, more than ever before, you are stepping or dancing into yourself. Are you ready to dance into your world, huh? Well, there are three things that we want to share with you today. And if we do not have time now, we'll share them more later. The three things that you might have thought about, and they're very old, they're not necessarily new. You know, some things that are old are still good, and some things that are old have a new twist on them, yes? And we are twisting our way around, huh? One of the things we want you to remember in this time is compassion. Now we know, oh yes, I am compassionate. I love everything. I love the children. I love the pets. I love my next door neighbor. I even attempt to love my mother-in-law or my father-in-law, huh? Or that person down the street. But then there is that person, and then that energy, and then that negativity comes through, and then there's the boss at work. And somehow, sometimes that compassion falls away. But we want to tell you that focus of the new compassionate power. We've asked one of our friends if we could tell part of their story. And we were happy that they said yes. You see, this one wondrous person who knows everything, very enlightened, been on the spiritual path for years and years and years, and every time she comes up with, I know that, oh, I know that, I know that. And we said, but you don't quite know compassion yet. For you see, she was going to work every day, and she would come home sick to her stomach because she was so irritated at her new supervisor. And her new supervisor had been there now for 2 years, and she was still having a problem with her. And she would complain and complain and complain and go on and on and on. We said, well, you have to treat her with love. You have to treat her with joy. You have to blah, blah, blah. And it was just like that to this person. She would hear blah, blah, blah. What is it that Charlie Brown hears? Rah, rah, rah. But you see, we said, so understand that compassion is simply honoring the other person's path, not knowing what that is. Compassion is to know that there is a story that the other person may be living that you may not have any idea about. So instead of thinking of all the negative things you wish to think about them, think of them with love, that if they are unhappy where they are, that they be given another opportunity that will make them happier, that will bring them a new energy, that you will view them with love and compassion and understanding, because you do not know the other's path, correct? And so every day this wonderful individual went into work. We call it plerk. Play plus work equals plerk. Although she said it didn't feel much like plerk. And she would say, you know, thank you so much for helping me learn. And she would say this to her supervisor. I appreciate the teaching that you are giving me so I can learn new skills. Now, the supervisor may not have realized that she was learning the new skills of compassion. However, she always said, I just hope that you love what you're doing as much as I do. And she would breathe into that, and she said it so often, she eventually believed it. And then the supervisor was given another opportunity to go to a job that completely suited her talents and skills. And now the two are good friends. So if she would have let that belief in compassion and not the act of compassion to control her, where would she be? Huh? She would still be complaining about her job. Now, the two other things that we would like to talk to you about, one is communication. And how you communicate is very important. For you see, that communication must come from your heart. Yes? Hello? Yes. We just want to make sure you didn't go to sleep yet. It must come from your heart and it must be honest. In other words, this girl, this worker, could not say to her supervisor, I really want you to be happy and thank you for your teachings, unless it were true. So she had to find the truth within herself to be able to express gratitude for something that originally she did not feel quite so grateful for. Now she has a new supervisor and that everything is going wonderfully. So you see, the supervisor was actually a reflection of her own communication. You understand what we say? And then, of course, there is community. You are your community, and we will talk more about that another time, too. For you see, that energy of the old is meeting in with the new. That energy of the past is coming up and embracing the new, and then is evolving beyond that new. You are an evolution, yes? You are the next evolution of your species, yes? Ooh, a species. We love that. You've got little antenna coming out on your head already. And with that new evolution, know that everything is possible. Everything is possible. Those things in the past that you thought could not ever come to pass are now coming to pass. Those relationships in your community that you thought were simply impossible are somehow, with the changes in you, becoming possible. So, dearest beloveds, we just want you to embrace yourselves, embrace your heart, your love, your light, embrace your neighbor, huh? Embrace the person sitting next to you. Just pat them on the knee and say, thank you. Thank you for coming here and sharing my experience with me. Huh? Yes. You see, it is that community. It is that energy. That energy of love which does indeed conquer all, just like the songs say. No, we're not going to sing it. We wish to bless you, but not with our singing voice, huh? We may do that tomorrow. Something to look forward to, dearest. For we love you deeply. We see every aspect of you. We see your heart. We see your soul. We see your pain. We see your joy. We see those aspects of yourself that maybe you cover up just a bit for your friends. But we see you. And we love you always. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, we see you. Indeed, we love you. Indeed, we have been with you. It's difficult for any human being to change a paradigm. A paradigm that you've grown up with, a paradigm that you were taught, a paradigm that those you loved taught you. The ones you would look at and say, these are the wise ones, whether they were instructors or parents or friends, who would take you by the hand and say, here's how it works. And that is how you have achieved what you've achieved and survived what you've survived. And that's what you teach your kids. And now we're telling you that this paradigm that you have become so used to is starting to change. And each time we say that, there are so many who say, well, I don't want to change. I want to keep it the way it is. You know, it's semi-working. I've got a handle on it. It's just okay. And so we're not going to say change anymore. We're going to say get better. If you thought there was something ahead that would make things better, I don't think there would be the fear. We love to tell stories. We love to give you metaphors so that you can see yourself within them. A little later tonight, we'll give you another parable. We'll call it the end of a cycle, about our favorite character. Storytelling is something that humans love, can relate to, get into, and then later they can apply it to that which is themselves. Once gave a channel about a human born in a house. I want to review that right now and enhance it. Let's make that human a child scientist, in other words, a child who would become a scientist, and a good one, perhaps one of the best on the planet. And in that house, which we will call life, that child learns everything. Where everything is, how to walk, how to play, how to laugh, how to cry. All of the things of life, and then slowly the science as he grows. And in this science that he's attracted to, he makes discoveries. And the discoveries are this, that there is also an invisible world around him. There's light he can't see, and sounds he can't hear, and physics that he doesn't understand. He's delighted. to think that there would be these things. And yet he never applies himself to those things. He just looks at them and says, yes, they're there, they're there. I'll study them some more and I'll report, and they're there. Meanwhile, I'll go back to the things I can see, because that's how I earn my living, and that's how I touch others. So I drive home. I've got to depend on the things I can see. It's a statement that says, don't bother me with new things, even though I've discovered them. Even though I may be the only one on the earth who is measuring them. It's another planet, it's another world, it's another scenario that I have nothing to do with, because I've got to go home. And I've got to be with those who I am with, and I have to eat, and I have to live. Because that's my box, and I'm happy with it. The scientist has a child, and the child is even better scientist than he is. And in a new consciousness, the child sees the invisible things and says, Dad, look, look, you can actually manipulate that which is invisible. And the father says, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And the child shows him, you see, you didn't try this because you weren't interested in going there. You just are interested in looking. And the child starts to manipulate it. And the father watches. He says, wait, go back a moment. Well, I just saw something. And the child said, oh, yeah, that is a mystery, isn't it? And the father said, what is it? What is it? And what the child would not see, the father did. He says, look, it looks like an elevator. And the child said, I'll bet it is. Remember, this is an allegory. And together the two start to push the buttons on the invisible things that they never, ever would touch before. And in a quantum energy, the elevator opens. And then they decide, do I get in or not? The elevator, we notice, can only go up in this scenario, and that means better to them. And so they both get in. Not knowing whether they can return or what it's going to mean, and the doors close, and they realize that the room they were born in is the first floor of an 80-story building. And that there are levels and levels and levels of dimensions and consciousness. And then they start reading the labels on the floors, and they all have their own names on them. And it gets better and better. And then they look at each other and say, well, here's the biggest test. Can we go back to where we were? Can we get home? And they push the ground floor button, and it goes right back there. Right back there. They said, this is good. We can always go back to where we live. And the doors open, and they walked out, and it stank. And they couldn't stay there. Let's go to the fifth floor. It's much better there. I don't have to interpret this to you. That is what is going on with the new paradigms here. That what you think is good, what you have got used to, and what you're told is so basic that someday you'll look back on it and say, I'm glad I pushed the button. I'm glad I went to that which I didn't understand, into the unknown which was invisible to me. I'm glad I did it. Because everything got bigger and I understood it because it was so intuitive. It's almost like I was built to understand it. As these things came at me, so complex at first, later they became second nature. I'll never return to the ground floor, ever. I just won't go there. Because it's better where I am. And in this world that you live in, there are so many who are still on the ground floor living with you. And it's not up for you to take them by the hand and tell them you've got something better. Instead, it's up to you to live in a way that they're going to come to you and say, show me the elevator, because I know you found it. That's the quest. The way shower. We'll talk about that a little more tonight. It gives a whole different perspective on spirituality, perhaps, or religion, perhaps, because it's none of those things. It's practical living in an era where the creative source of everything starts to touch you and say, remember me. Where you start to be activated in ways you didn't think you could, where it changes your health and your personality and how you view others. And it gives you the wisdom to say things in different ways that are not hurtful to accomplish the same goal. To let people know how you are, how you feel, and who you are in benevolent ways, and ask them to come along. It's a new time, dear ones. And the old soul that sits in front of me and the one who listens knows it. And that's why you're here. I'll be back. And so it is.